Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And for today, there's a few items of news to catch up on. First off, if you've not bought your fertiliser this season, you could be in for a nasty shock. Nitrogen prices are likely to rise by as much as £25 a tonne in September. The merchants, manufacturers and importers have been working away at frantic pace, taking orders for June and July, which are now virtually sold out. And August allocations are looking pretty thin as well. UK-produced Nitram has gone up by £8 a tonne between June and August, and September, according to GrowHow, could see a further hike of £25 for on-farm deliveries. It's all down to global demand for food and the high price of cereals. And according to industry experts, we won't see any lowering of prices until supply of fertiliser actually exceeds demand, which now means new factories will have to be built right around the world. So now, from the bad news to the better news, that our European friends in Brussels have agreed to try and find a workable solution to the electronic IED of sheep rules. Europe has been looking for 100% accuracy on farm while reading and recording those electronic tags, and have said in the past that there'll be stiff penalties for farmers who get anything less than total accuracy. However, yesterday saw Scottish Minister Richard Lochhead and DEFRA Minister Jim Pace meeting the European Commissioner with what was described as positive talks. And there's now cautious hope for a way forward on full sheep traceability. Richard Lochhead said that the huge investments made so far in delivering systems suited to Scottish farming needs must not be overlooked by the EU. Now, last Sunday's Open Farm Sunday event saw thousands of people getting onto farms, and many for the first time, to have a look for themselves just how their food is produced. There have been hundreds of comments on the Leaf website, and our farms in the Highlands, which opened their gates, were pleased with the visitor numbers, and according to Facebookers who visited our feature farm this year at Highland Eggs, Ardersier, they had a great day out too. And finally, if you want to catch up with any MFR farming programmes that you may have missed, you can just log on to mfr.co.uk/farming, and there's a complete list of our podcasts now up and fully working. But that's all from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.